It's too early to be able to determine the precise severity of disease, but inklings that we are getting, and we must remember these are still in the form of anecdotal, but hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll get a much clearer picture. But it appears that with the cases that are seen, we are not seeing a very severe profile of disease. In fact, it might be, and I underscore might, be less severe, as shown by the ratio of hospitalizations per number of new cases. However, this could be influenced by the fact that many in this particular cohort are young individuals. The hospital stay seems to be less, and the use of supplemental oxygen needs to be less. Again, I caution you, these are still preliminary. Next slide. And then finally, there's the issue of immune evasion. How do you determine immune evasion? If I could have the next slide. There's a study again from South Africa which showed that there is an increased propensity for reinfection among people who were previously infected with Beta or Delta to get reinfected more readily with Omicron rather than with Beta and Delta, giving an indication, again, without definitive proof, that there is a variation and, in fact, evasion of immunity that is induced by other variants.